Hey, good morning.
Hey, we're back. Welcome back to another week. The lounge, we're here with Lauren, the roommate. He's back in the lab, of course, setting up his headset because half the things are broken. There we go.
We made it work.
Let's go. He's back. All right. So, how are you doing?
How's doing it? Good.
How you feeling? Get me back. It's been a while since you've been on back.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I think for future reference, our last one that we're going to do, it's going to be us two, Teddy and Rick, for a little senior night action.
Oh my gosh, sounds amazing.
For their last time. So that's coming up soon. But for now, it's just us, and we're just discussing this. We have 4 more weeks until we get to go back home for the summer.
I can't wait.
3 weeks of just normal school and then a week of finals. So, should be hard in a sense, but I think we can get through it. So,
well, it's scary because, like, those 3 weeks, there's nothing happening, and the finals hits, like, a wall.
Yeah, it does.
That's what I'm scared for.
The last week, you have no exams, so you're kind of just cruising, but then you have to, in the back of your mind, you're just like, I got to study.
The worst part is that everyone's in, they call it the SHAMU, the in-between Schrader and the AMU. They're all just playing football, playing volleyball, yoga. Mm-hmm. Then the next week comes, and it's like...
Nobody's there.
Armageddon.
Yeah, but that's what you like to see. You like people outside.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, today, it's a really nice day. Tomorrow is supposed to be nice, too. People are going to the beach.
Yes, sir. I kind of want to go golfing tomorrow, if that's a possibility.
We should, if that's a possibility.
I
would
clubs
be down.
Because
why not? Because why not?
Hey, it's master season.
It is master season. I don't follow it, but...
I only follow Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger Woods playing decent really well. Made the cut.
Did make the cut.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's not really... I mean, March Madness is over.
Unfortunately,
that was...
Zach was on a heater. I don't know if you talked about that last week.
I did. I did talk about that, and I was on a heater until the Elite Eight, and then everything kind of fell apart from there.
Did you end up winning?
I don't know. I think so.
That's
all that matters, yeah. But...
get that sweet cash prize.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I went on a little run there, but yeah, kind of fell apart. And then I did guess UConn to win, so.
There you go. I mean.
I think that was a no-brainer.
That was the most free guess.
I did tell everybody that I just couldn't see them losing. People were like, no, they're going to lose. I was like, no, they're not. Won every game by 10 points or more. So I can't really do much about that. So, but yeah, March Madness wraps up. Now we have to look forward to November of next year.
I don't know how our team's going to be. We're going to be young.
I don't mind it, though. Because somehow all, like, the teams that I follow are just, like, really young teams.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Should be interesting. Who's going to be the seniors? It's going to be Cam.
It's going to be, like, again, our entire starting lineup.
Yeah.
Cam, Stevie, Joplin. Cam, Stevie, Joplin. Might just be those three. But those are still three very important people. Especially Cam. He's gonna facilitate this year.
Oh, I'm excited to watch him because it's his breakout year. If he hasn't broken out already, but he's gonna break out even more, I hope. To show that he's ready for the league.
I sure hope so.
I
thought his post was funny. Staying home.
Yeah, I'm staying home. And he's like,
we know.
Nobody really expect you to go, unfortunately, but I'm glad you're back.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to see you play for us again. So, and I think our younger players, like the freshmen, are gonna improve.
Oh yeah, I mean, this might be a weird take, but like Zade has been posting a lot of TikToks, and he already looks bigger.
Yeah, that's why I was telling our friends, he's already gotten bigger like throughout the season. I noticed. So
I kind of want to see like a before and after body transformation, like freshman year to like senior year, especially Oso. Oso came in like a twig.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny.
I used to watch the team back when Oso committed. He committed under Woj.
Yeah, and
he was like this skinny kid with a like afro flat top. He was very skinny, and he was under Theo John, who now is playing in Finland. He was jacked. He's where Oso is now. And just through the years, Oso has progressively just gotten huge.
Yeah. So that's what you love to see. Mm-hmm. And hopefully those guys can carry. And then I was talking about Trey Norman, and I feel like he could really break out. Because I like the way he plays, like, especially when he drives to the basket. It's like all of his finishes are really tough.
I think I have the complete opposite take. I get so nervous when he has the ball.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But people like are like, oh, I don't know, but I kind of like it.
I trust in him, though.
I trust it.
This freshman year, I did not trust that much.
That's what you say about a lot of freshmen.
Yeah, but so. I was surprised with how much Shaka played him. So I feel like Shaka definitely sees something in him that we don't. Obviously,
yeah.
We don't because we don't know anything about the team.
Yeah, Patrick brought up a good point. He was like, people forget that Kolek was an abysmal shooter his freshman year. Like
he did not shoot.
He just couldn't do it.
I just know every single time Trey Norman got the ball, I would like cross my fingers, be like, please don't turn it over.
Yeah,
but like that's just part of being a freshman.
Yeah, exactly.
You just gotta
go
through that.
You don't know how they're gonna be.
Exactly.
And I don't even know how these new freshmen that we're bringing in.
Yeah. Caden Hamilton's.
Yeah, him too.
The red shirt's gonna be really good. We got Royce Parham and Demaryius Owens.
I don't know who they are, but
two guys from Ohio. I think one's a guard slash forward, and the other one's like a Ben Gold type. Royce Parham.
Oh yeah, Ben Gold's coming back. The weapon.
He's the definition of a bulk.
Yeah.
Bro, he's been bulking, and I don't see him stop bulking this summer.
I just wanted him to get stronger so he could compete with the bigs,
or at least step in the paint.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just shoot, because if he could do both, oh, that's a good center.
Honestly, it's not. I guess it is kind of sports related, but one thing I'm really excited for is that Jordan has a 5-year contract with Marquette. Every 5 years, Jordan makes a new.
Yeah, we're sponsored by them, right?
Mm-hmm. So every 5 years, we get new jersey concepts. So our 5th year just ended for our jerseys, so we might get new ones.
So do we? Would we have to renew the Jordan thing? Or are we getting
a new? We're under Jordan sponsorship, but every 5 years we cycle, like, jerseys. So 5 years ago today was 2019, which is when they had those Marcus Howard jerseys, the ones I was showing you before, and then they switched to this. And now the 5 years are up, so under contract we could get a new one.
Oh, that should be interesting.
But I don't know if they will, because we like ours.
I kind of don't want to. I love ours.
I know.
Ours looks sick.
It's a possibility I'm at least looking for.
I saw we got nominated for, like, best jerseys in the country.
I think we do.
I think we do as well. And I know how biased that sounds, but
I think
look sick. The yellow ones are my favorite.
I think, like, base jerseys, not, like, special edition jerseys.
Because
I don't know if you got in on it, but my sister had the best jersey bracket. You picked the team to win based on if you like their jersey better than the team that they were playing. I thought Northwestern's, their Chicago's own city edition jerseys were the coolest. But
yeah, those are really nice.
Overall, I like Marquette's.
Yeah, I don't know. The yellow ones and you can't go wrong. It's like, they should have, I don't know why they have 5 jerseys. It's funny to me. They have way too many.
I wish we would wear the black ones more often.
Yeah, those are pretty sick. But I love the light blue, the yellow, and the white.
I always feel like Cam Jones goes off in the black jerseys. I can't explain why. But every single time he wears them, against Butler, he had, like, what, 30? He just goes off in them every single time, but they never wear them at home.
Yeah, they always wear white at home or
white or gold.
White or gold.
Dude,
but
is
I
it
love
gold?
The gold.
Or they were blue.
Light blue. I love the gold, dude.
Yeah.
The gold's sick. When they gold out, everybody's wearing yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick.
Special feeling for real.
Yeah, so that's a lot to look forward to over the summer. I mean, this summer is just gonna be a lot of baseball. Well, see, I love baseball, but my team is absolute trash, so it's really hard to. I mean, I don't know. My team lost 11-1 yesterday, so, and we have 2 wins, so we're 2-11.
Play the Reds today, 1-10. It should.
Yeah, but, like, see, every summer I'm excited to go to a game, but now, like, like, this is just so bad.
The Reds are barely .500. You got that. You got that.
Yeah,
they're 7-6.
We've barely won 2 games.
Hey, we're 9-3. The Brewers are 9-3.
The Brewers are going to be my team, I guess.
Let's go. You have a hat.
I do have a hat.
You can rep it.
We got to go to a game.
If you go to a game, you got to wear the jet, though.
The jet?
The jet. The jean hat.
I mean, As long as the Brewers can beat the Cubs.
Yeah.
Because the Cubs are good, too.
Let's see what they're at.
They're like...
They're 7-6.
Yeah, they're decent. They've shown... They've got a really good pitcher.
It's so hard to tell in this first month. Everything yeah, is so tight. Yeah, you can't tell.
So the Sox technically are still in it. But.
Did you see the post that was like, the Sox have the same record as... I don't know if it was the Rangers, but it was another World Series winning
team.
Yeah,
it was the Braves. They like, started off the season like 0-6.
Down to the exact, like...
T.
Yeah, on-base percentage.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. So
you guys are looking towards a playoff push is what I'm hearing.
It's just... No, I mean, it's become such a joke that every time we win, which is going to be every, like, 2 weeks... Everybody, like, comments were like, I've seen enough. We're going to the World Series. We're going to be whatever.
One of my really good buddies and his friend are huge Brewers fans. And I was texting him because I don't follow the Brewers as much just because it's really hard to follow 162 games. But I'm a fair weather fan. I like them when they do good. But I didn't know much of the team because they're super young. So I asked him, I was like, how are we looking this season? He was like, we don't have any pitching. And then we just started going undefeated. And I was like, is this true? I feel like we do have pitching.
I didn't think they had enough pitching, but because that's what I thought their weak spot was going to be.
All I know about the Brewers is we got Hoskins from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Churio.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check.
You got him, you got Yelich, you got, I don't remember your pitching. Got Willie Contreras, I think.
Jackson Churio is 20 years old. He's our age.
Yeah.
He's hitting bombs.
Could be a beast, yeah.
Okay, we got Yelich. We got...
You got a solid squad.
Contreras.
Yeah, exactly.
Contreras. Willie Peralta.
Yeah. It's a good squad.
It's a fun team to watch. But yeah. Hopefully... I like the deal that you get $9 tickets for students.
Yeah, and we got to go within the next 3 weeks because... Mm-hmm.
I mean, this will be the time to go.
This will be the time to go, and... Well, when do they play next, actually?
Probably today. It's... Should we go SeatGeek, Ticketmaster, MLB.com, or
Is
go
it a
tickets.
Night game? Is it a night game?
Actually, yeah, let me check the schedule first.
I hope it would be a night game. I'd be down, low-key.
Do you want to go to Baltimore today at 3?
Oh.
In Baltimore.
Oh. They're not home.
No. Tomorrow they play
at home tomorrow?
No. Baltimore. 6:40 game on Monday. Okay, we're looking for away.
Yeah. Just on a
away. April 26th, we play the Yankees at home at 7:10 PM.
That's their next home game?
Weekend home game.
Oh. Okay.
So the next feasible home game for us college students.
Okay.
They play Friday and Saturday, 7:10 Friday, 6:10 Saturday, against the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
Yeah, they're good.
They are good.
They're good, but they buy it. They buy talent, just like the Dodgers.
I like Aaron Judge, though. Let me rephrase that. I like Aaron Judge's dog. His little wiener dog.
Yeah. Just like so unproportional for this man of his size.
How do you feel about the whole... Shohei Ohtani,
the whole
scandal,
dude. That's funny. I think it's really funny.
Yeah, dude.
People are just like, Ohtani's covering it up. His
Pete Rose is punching the wall right now, dude.
His translator's taking the hit.
I mean, he did go to like they went to court and they settled it, and they said that Ohtani didn't have any ties to the illegal betting, but
it was just
the world
guy.
May never know. Live and die by the lie.
I mean,
rest in peace,
OJ. Getting paid. A ton of money.
Yeah.
So,
what was it? $700 million.
Yeah, but he's taking like barely any this first year, and then he's getting paid like progressively
because he knew that his bookie was gonna take all of it, put it all
in
black.
What a greedy son of a gun.
Yeah, that's and it, weren't they childhood friends or something?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy, but I just know it was bogus. And then,
yeah, that's unfair to him. And I'm guessing he's gonna face like. Jail time.
Yeah. But, I mean, doesn't take away the fact that Ohtani's just insane. I think he hit another home run. I don't know if he's pitching still. I don't think he's pitching. He might be, but I know he had like an injury.
Or Dodgers are in the NL? Oh, yeah. They're 10-6.
Yeah, they're good.
They have the best record in the MLB. No. The Yankees do. 10-3.
Yeah, the Yankees are good. Dodgers are good.
The A's aren't bad.
What is the A's record?
6-8. Better than. Do you know who's last in the American League West? I'll give you the teams. Oh. Rangers, Angels, A's, Mariners, and Astros.
Is it the Angels?
I accidentally read it exactly in order, but it's the Astros.
Oh, really? Are they
4-11.
Huh. Well, I mean, then again, you can't really tell. So yeah. I don't know anything about some of these teams. So, like, if they are good and they just have a poor, I mean, it's just like they still have, the season doesn't end until September.
Yeah.
So you have a whole summer.
I think all of our teams are doing decent. Well, other than you and, Quinn. Quinn's a Twins fan.
Yeah. The Twins are not the best.
Yeah, 2-11 is not great, but. Guardians for Sam, me with the Brewers. The A's aren't doing awful, all things considered. They have more wins than the Twins and the White Sox combined. Yeah. So take what you can get.
Yeah, so Trey's happy. I don't know. I love baseball. It's just it's really hard to watch now since my team is bad. And normally, I told you, I would be excited to go to the games, but it's going to be really hard.
It's fun watching good baseball.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how much watching a good team changes.
Even last year, like, the Sox weren't that good, but the games that I went to, they won, I believe. And it was fun. It was fun to watch.
Do they still have that one guy that hits bombs?
Jake Berger?
No, I thought his last name started with an A. Anderson? No.
Tim Anderson?
Maybe.
The shortstop? No, he's on the Marlins now.
Darn. The Marlins are kind of...
And they're really bad.
Buns, too. Yeah. I was about to say. They might have the worst record.
I mean, no, the thing...
2-12.
The thing about the White Sox is normally I would know, like, the players. I don't know any of the players that play. Like, they're just kind of randoms, and I have no idea.
I kind of feel the same way, though. Like, our team is so young. Granted, we're good, but, like...
Yeah, exactly. But it's, like, you can get to know them based on the way they... I'm getting to know them based on how bad they're playing. And it's, like... I mean, technically, the Sox were supposed to have a big three, in quotation marks. I'm putting that because they have two wins. Their big three, they were all, like, we really want to play together because... They're the three best players, and they can obviously do the most damage. They're all injured right now. They all got hurt.
Uh-oh.
And it hasn't, like, they haven't even played 15 games yet, and all three of them are hurt.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I know Moncada's out for 3 to 6 months, I think.
Yeah, I just...
So in the total time that they've been together, which has been, like, 3 or 4 years now, they've only played, like, 150 games together, all together. It's so sad. Because they're all injury-prone.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing.
It's so unfortunate. And I like them, too.
Heard a lot of people like the food at the White Sox games, too. They just brought a new thing.
Have you seen, like, the campfire sundae?
That's what I was thinking of. The campfire milkshake at the White Sox games. They're $15, so.
Yeah.
Look at that monstrosity.
Yeah, that's...
That'll give you a heart attack.
Won't get that ever in my life. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I don't know. Oh, I heard the lines to get it are so long.
Really?
Yeah.
Might be a try-one-time type
maybe,
deal.
Maybe, yeah, but, like, it's... I'm going to the game just to try it, not to watch the game. Nobody's going to be at the games, so... So if I do end up going, I could get, like, a good seat.
At least it's not like the A's where people are actively boycotting, though. You guys are just kind of...
Well, people are just every single game, sell the team. And I'm asking Jerry Reinsdorf to sell the team.
Where would you guys, like, to a different city?
No, I just want him to sell the team so we can get a new owner, and hopefully that helps because Jerry Reinsdorf is one of the worst owners in sports.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at the Bulls because he owns them too. They're in the playoffs, but they just have been mediocre for how long now? So...
Since MJ.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, they had D-Rose. They went on a playoff run with him.
A few years ago, they were like almost, they were like number one.
Since the early 2000s, they have not really done much.
Yeah, besides with Derrick Rose.
With somewhat of an asterisk. They've had some decent years. Like, they made the playoffs with DeMar.
Yeah, exactly. And they were really good that year. They were, like, number one for a while.
Yeah, they played their big brother team to the north. Yeah, took them out.
I remember that. Did we get swept?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a sweep. So, it's just
it's because they didn't want to face Grayson Allen. They had beef going into that game.
Yeah, Grayson Allen's a twat.
Sorry. Grayson Allen, for to preface, before in the regular season,
Hurts
played the Bulls.
And Caruso.
It was a flagrant, fully intentional, in my opinion. Just kind of swept him midair. And then
I remember watching. That was just so bad.
Caruso broke his elbow.
Yeah. Caruso's good, dude.
Yeah,
he's dirty.
So Caruso was going up for a layup, and then Grayson Allen just kind of swept him out.
Tackled him. It's just so
wrong
sad.
Sport.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with Chicago sports, in my opinion. It's always like you do good. Like, you do really good, but they can't make it out of the first round. Like, it's like...
And we passed the White Sox Stadium on the way to Ohio State, which was
yeah,
nice.
You drive right past it when you
it
go
was
through
really
Chicago.
Cool, actually.
It's nice right next to the highway and stuff. I like it. People are just like, it's so bad, but I don't mind it because it's kind of easy to get to. Like,
yeah, accessible.
There's there's not free parking, but my family has like a spot where it's like outside. Like, we have a spot that's free parking. Like,
that's
and
nice.
It's like a less than 10-minute walk, so you just park on the street, and it's like the only street in Chicago that has free parking.
A lot of people sell their lawn spots.
Yeah, exactly.
Around Miller Park, at least. Because one of my buddies lives very close, and mm-hmm. he sells his lawn. But, no, tailgating is also American pastime. I love that.
Yeah.
I've tailgated? Tailgate? A few
tailgated.
Times.
Tailgated. Football? Well, I haven't been to college.
Only
football.
Baseball.
Yeah. Baseball seems fun.
I've never been to a football game.
Yeah, the tailgates at college football seems cool. Well, I did. I went to the U of I tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. They were grilling burgers and stuff. So,
how do you think U of I is going to be next year?
For
you know?
Basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they go to the transfer portal. So, I think they're going to get the dude from Wisconsin, AJ Store.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be super criminal. If
he
went from Wisconsin to Illinois.
He entered the transfer portal, and I think Illinois is like the front runner for him to sign.
You guys did lose Dane Danger, though.
Did they? I don't know who they lost. I'm gonna have to
Dane
talk
Danger went in the portal, and he went to, I'm not going to get it off the top of my head, but he went to a different school.
Yeah, so I don't know. I actually don't know.
Baylor. He went to Baylor.
Baylor. Yeah.
I believe.
Because all I know is Hawkins is leaving.
He's leaving?
Well, yeah. He declared for the draft last year, and then he came back.
That dude is so silly, bro.
So
he's not going in the draft.
So he left. Terrence Shannon is going to get drafted because he's really good. With that dumbass guy, I think he's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy Guerrier is leaving. Because they're all, like, super seniors. So they only had one more year. So now I have to bring in these younger guys.
Good news is that the Mavericks played the Pistons last night, which means our boy Omax got some playing time. He got 29 minutes. Most on the team.
How did he do?
Actually, not bad. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist.
Nice.
So, second highest leading score. They lost to the Pistons, but...
Wow. Hey, the Bulls barely beat Washington with their crappy lineup. And Adama Sanogo had 20 points, 20 boards, so...
I mean, the Mavericks didn't play Luka Doncic, Kyrie, like, literally anyone.
Why would you not play those guys, though?
They're on a heater, too.
Why would you not play those guys?
That's the problem I have with sports. When you play a team that's not good,
you
they take
just them so lightly.
They're just like, oh, we're going to sit all of our good guys so that they rest. Like,
that makes no sense to me.
It's a home game, too. It's not like you're playing in Detroit.
Yeah, so people are going to be paying
to see their favorite players in Dallas.
Plus, this is the main. Why can't you just play your starters? And if they're so good, you should destroy them and then take them out.
Then you take them out.
That's exactly what you should do. I don't know why you have to sit them out.
I understand people are worried about stress on the body, getting injured, stuff like that.
But that's, I mean,
it's a stupid argument in my opinion.
It's a stupid argument because I don't know. I'd say like a few decades ago, you wouldn't see that. They would play.
MJ played every game.
Yeah, exactly.
MJ didn't care if he played the Charlotte Bobcats on a Tuesday. Like,
yeah, you would.
He
play.
Was suiting up and he was playing, and that's part of the reason why I don't like Kawhi Leonard. It's because he initiated this whole load management. I absolutely hate load management.
Him and James Harden, right?
Yeah,
does James
kinda.
Harden do that?
James Harden just didn't like his owners for the most part, so he like didn't play. In spite, it's kind of the same with Ben Simmons, but I just know that like. For me personally, when I was a kid, I didn't go to a lot of Bucks games, so like I cherished when I got to go. And my favorite player was Ersan Ilyasova, the Turkish Thunder. So like every time I went, I was hoping that he'd play. And
did
granted,
he, play?
He did, because he wasn't the best player on their teams. But like I could only imagine if I only got to go to a few games a season, and my favorite player wasn't playing, I'd be so sad as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. You want to see him.
I just hope that they play, because that's their job. You can't just, like, not up to a 9-to-5 every other Wednesday.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
It's very
That's just, like, how it is now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it. Hopefully it gets better. I mean, that's what I like about soccer. It's, like, it's primarily the coach's decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the player's decision. The players want to play, because if you don't play, then you're going to want to leave.
Same with college, too. Like,
yeah,
people
exactly.
have a
college.
A reason to play.
You transfer.
Kolek plays against DePaul.
Yeah.
Because you need to. Like, they just feel like they have to play because they have something to prove.
You don't see it in football, either, I don't think.
Yeah, no. Like, I feel like it's because there's so many fewer games.
Well, maybe you do for quarterbacks if it's like
the
you're in
18th
the
game of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're in the playoffs, but
that really screws your fantasy football team.
Yeah, exactly. It's bad for the football, but what? And then baseball is like that because it's 162 games.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
it's,
you're
that is the most out of all games, but it's not load management. It's like strategical.
It's rest.
Yeah,
like it's strategic.
They don't
rest.
There is no rest for NBA. It's just, like, you're expected to play, but in the MLB, it's, like, you need to rest. Otherwise, you, like, no one logistically can play 162 games.
Unless you're Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
Who plays 2,000, almost 3,000 games in a row.
Which is why they have such a large lineup in MLB.
Yeah, it's
and
a
like
40-man.
An entire, like, farm league solely for rest.
40-man roster.
But that's just how they've structured their league. Like, the NBA isn't structured like that, so it shouldn't be treated like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, big ups to Omax.
Yeah.
16 points. He dunked on James Wiseman.
Well, anybody could dunk on him.
That's
if
true.
If you're on the Pistons, you could just get destroyed every time, so you deserve it.
I mean, the Pistons also sat everyone.
But they lost, so.
The Pistons didn't play their starting five.
So, like, what a joke of a game. Like,
here. Their starting forward for the Pistons was Chimaizi Metu.
Was tomorrow just like a load management day? Because did you see the Bulls lineup too?
No.
It was like Kobe White, Batum.
Yeah, they beat the Wizards though.
No, I know, but they barely did, but they're starting.
Starting lineup was Torrey Craig, Dalen Terry, Javante Green, never heard of that guy, Kobe White, and
Batum, right?
Yeah, Batum. On the Ralph.
Yeah. Like, who? I mean, I know who Dalen Terry is. I know who Javante Green is. And I know who Kobe White is. But the other two guys.
Adama Sinogo played.
Yeah, he played. He went off.
35 minutes. 20. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he
what a double-double.
He destroyed. And then
22
people,
points, 20 rebounds.
People are like, why doesn't this guy play?
Because he's trash. He's playing the Wizards. Because he went to UConn.
Maybe try him against another team.
Let's go. Patrick Baldwin Jr. played. He got a double-double as well. 41 minutes, my goodness. 12 rebounds, 18 points, 4 assists. He went to UWM.
Yeah.
UWM grad. That was an awful choice. It offers from Duke, UNC, Texas.
And he stayed.
He's like, I want to go to University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
He wanted to be the main guy.
Who wouldn't want to be a Panther?
Yeah, I mean, him. He wants to. He wanted to. Well, when did he go?
I think this is his third year in the league. Maybe okay. Second. Because he was on the Warriors.
Okay.
Got drafted to the Warriors, didn't really play, and then I was on the Wizards. But
so
they drafted,
they were like, from University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
I guess so. He only played a few games, I remember, because he got injured. He like hurt his ankle.
Tough.
So he didn't have any highlights or anything being drafted. So his only highlights were from high school when he got drafted. And it was funny because most of his highlights came from playing against my high school. So it was just our high school auditorium on the national television.
You're just like...
Our team like getting dunked on, just humiliated.
This is like high school. You're just like, we can't take this dude serious enough. Cause,
I'm sure if I pause at the right moment, I could find myself in the NBA draft. But
for real, I got drafted. I'm in there.
They just circle me in the back. Yeah. Pick
like,
number
five. We got this fan right here.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Getting drafted.
I don't.
Isn't the football draft soon, too?
I don't know. I'm really bad with football drafts because it's so long.
I know Teddy and Patrick make it a huge deal. It was a huge deal last year.
They have, like, a party?
They just
like
watch
party.
It. Yeah, I guess. They just, like, order food and watch it.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds fun. Because
they're huge Steelers fans. They're just like, we got to know who the Steelers get.
Poor guy.
So, it's Justin Fields, baby.
They got a good quarterback room right now, but
Justin
we'll see
Fields.
How it works.
Hey, they complained to me all of last semester of how bad Kenny was and their other quarterback, Mitch.
Packers are winning the Super Bowl.
With
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
We
the
just
good.
Got, who's that running back?
I have no idea.
Forgetting his name. He's the Josh Jacobs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the Raiders.
Mm.
But we got rid of Aaron Jones.
I know the Bears got a running back, too.
The Bears are actually looking
Swift.
Nice. DeAndre right? Swift.
Swift.
But you also got...
Well, we're banking on another quarterback, so...
You guys honestly might trade up and get Marvin Harrison. No, is that his name?
Yeah, Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. You might get a wide receiver and a quarterback if you play your cards right.
Well, they're not going to because...
Da Bears.
They can't play the cards right at all. They don't know how to. They don't even know what cards are. They don't even know what.
At least it's not the same owner as the White Sox.
They don't know the Pulse. Difference between a spade and a club, bro. Yeah, they're not.
We've
they're not
there.
As bad as the Sox, who just messed up.
Yeah,
they had the brightest young core. I'm gonna say this: they had the brightest young core in the during COVID. Young core, brightest spot.
COVID came at a bad time. Sports were peak.
It wasn't even that because they were good during COVID. They were good the year after because they won the division like back-to-back years, I believe.
I kind of, all of the tragedy aside of people getting sick, I enjoyed COVID. Like, I enjoyed kind of the isolation a little bit. It screwed a lot of things up, don't get me wrong, but.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it. Like, I think the whole, like, environment about it kind of sucked because you couldn't like I couldn't see my friends and stuff
exactly.
Well, I guess the only thing it's like here you go ahead.
I just came to like appreciate walks. Like I never used to go on walks before.
Yeah,
but that's all I had. Like if I wanted to see my friends, we'd go on walks at like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. I would say the biggest takeaway that I got from it was my group of friends that I like still hang out with now. Because I would have never met them if it weren't for COVID. And that's why the main thing I enjoyed was we played, Call of Duty?
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost every night.
The Warzone?
No, not Warzone, just, like, Modern Warfare. We played, like, that Search and Destroy.
What reminds you of COVID? For me, personally, I think of...
That.
The Last Dance.
Yeah, that too.
The Last Dance came out during it. I watched Outer Banks.
Watched The Office for the first time during that.
The Last Dance, Outer Banks. I watched a lot of what's it called? The Avatar.
Mm, yeah.
Avatar was good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, a lot of things, like, I feel like it's like a, it's like a stage in your life where you kind of, like, gained a lot of things. You lost, it, like, a lot, but you gained, like, you lost, like, socialization. You lost, like, things that you'd normally would do, like, going out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with your friends at, like, a restaurant and stuff.
It felt so weird to, like, go back to, like, people's homes and, like,
I don't know, it just felt
weird, like, going back to normal.
But, you, like, I gained... Like, that's when I started following soccer. It's when, like, yeah, again, I met these friends, and, I don't know. You just, like, you appreciate the time you had, because, I mean, I feel like you're never, I mean, unless something happens again, but I don't really see anything like that magnitude happening again. But I could be wrong.
I mean, different, like, scientists say, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it's probably going to, it's going to happen again. I mean.
We'll see. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not in our lifetime, at least. Yeah.
No, I just remember, like, stores and everyone were getting, like, creative about how to do stuff because they've never had to do
this. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of funny. Like, the outside tents, mm-hmm. like, the restaurant I went to on the Halloween. That one Halloween, I remember it because it was a fun day. I watched Chelsea play when they were actually good. I remember they beat Burnley 3-0. I'm trying to remember who scored. Timo Werner scored. Ziyech scored. Thiago Zuma scored. I think it was those three. So I watched that. Went to, you know, have you heard of Cog Hill? Okay, we got to do that this summer. It's like a golf course in Lamont, Illinois, which is southwest, I believe. And they have four courses on there. One of the courses, Tiger Woods has the course record.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But that course is really expensive, but they have like four more that are really good. But they have a they have like a range there, like just a typical range, but they have like top tracers.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it's relatively cheap, so it's nice. So
we
went there to hit the range a little bit, and then I went to dinner with my parents and my grandpa in a restaurant. But it was at a restaurant, but nobody was inside the restaurant. They set up a huge tent outside in the parking lot with heaters and everything.
That's yeah, everything was outside. Forget about that. No inside.
Because
when we went back to school, we had an indoor school. We had one-way hallways. Like, you know how in a hallway, obviously, like, you walk one way. You guys had, some people walked past you. We had one-way hallways to reduce
traffic. Yeah, so did we. That was crazy.
It was just weird.
People got so mad. They were like, you're going the wrong way.
I'm like, my class is
right there. I was like, the bathroom's right there, bro. I'm not going to go. I remember I was like, my class is just at the end of the hallway. He's like, no, you have to go around. I'm like, you serious, bro? Yeah, some of those rules were interesting, playing soccer with a mask on.
Yeah, my season got canceled, so I didn't get to play my sophomore year. But it was kind of tragic because, especially in sports, there were no fans allowed for the next fall season, and fall and winter. And that's when our basketball team won state.
Oh, so no fans.
I'm sorry. That was before COVID happened, I think. No, it was after. Yeah, it was definitely after. But it was sad. We didn't really get to watch. We got to go to the state final, which was nice.
Yeah, that's good.
But
yeah, I think we had fans for volleyball, but it was our junior year, so it was in 2021. Yeah. So it was like a little bit more lenient. But anyway, it was like. it doesn't even seem real, like the whole thing.
I remember one thing my sister texted me about this morning that like popped up a lot during COVID was Pete's Pops. They're like these popsicles. The creator of it actually went to Marquette, which I didn't know until recently, but they had these stands everywhere and people would just buy them because money would go towards like COVID stuff. But they made popsicles that dogs could have. So my dog would, we'd get Pete's Pops and my dog would love them. But I just remember that for being like really COVID related. But my sister texted me this morning. She was like, can we get Pete's Pops? I was like, sure.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Yeah. It I don't know. Reflecting back on it, it's cool. I mean, it was like, it's just hard to explain.
Yeah, you had to be there.
You had to be there. You had to experience these. The kids now that were born during it are like, were like little and are not going to remember it. It was an interesting time. But I think it made for like a really good senior year, in my opinion. Because at the end, everything was kind of back to normal.
I think it was the perfect time for us to have COVID as sophomores.
Yeah.
Because it made us a... Junior year wasn't fully back, and then senior year, at least for me, it felt like it was fully back.
Yeah, me too. It was back.
It made me appreciate one school, but also like friends and sports and like everything way more.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, in my brother's case, he went his freshman year of college, like in isolation. Like, that sucks. That really sucks. You lose like a, your whole like freshman year of socialization.
Yeah.
Where you can meet people, but.
Yeah, the rules at Marquette were crazy.
I don't even know. Like, I
two to an elevator. You could only do two people in an elevator. You could only have two people in a room at one time. So if you were hanging out with your friends, you could only have two people in a room. And the only time you
how
could
do
have,
they enforce that?
They had people walking around like RAs. The only time that you could, the only time that you could have your mask down is if you were drinking something. So what would happen is people would just have like a soda or something in their hands and then have their mask down to talk. Because I talked to a lot of people on club tennis are seniors, so that would have put them at freshman year, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Freshman year. So they were in the comments. It was like, you could not get to class on time because you'd wait for an elevator, and as long as it had two people, you couldn't go in it.
Probably people just take the stairs. Then. Yeah.
But.
Damn.
It just, yeah, I bet making friends in college was so difficult.
So I mean, that, I mean.
Be like, let me judge you behind a mask.
Be like, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how I can feel about you. I don't know what you look like.
Literally. And there's probably no sports, like club sports
and no intramurals and stuff. That yeah, that's suck. Just, it's tough, but.
Less social. But it was even weird watching, like, Marquette play, because there were no fans.
Yeah, I wasn't even into college basketball. Well, I was, but I didn't watch Marquette.
That was the last time we beat UW-Madison. Was during COVID, we had a Justin Lewis game winner tip in, and there were no fans to see it.
Oh.
It sucks. But the game's the game.
Yeah. That is the game.
That is the game. I remember I had a spike ball net in my room over COVID, and I would just play against the wall. And that's how I got good at spike ball.
My opponent was the wall.
Mm-hmm. So me and some buddies would play, but.
Well, cool. Well, I think we're out of time now, so we're going to play one last song before we head out of here. We thank everybody for listening to our discussion. Good one. Got a couple more weeks left of this before we have to say goodbye for a couple months. But we'll be back. We'll be back next week. So, yeah, if you want to listen, just post it on Spotify if you're not here live, but... yeah, everybody have a good weekend. Enjoy the weather. Should be nice. But yeah, this is Lauren's recommendation. Rewind by Stereophonics. It's a good song, so everybody relax, listen to it, and have a good day. We'll see you later. Your time.